They're the soft shell, but these little ones we got here, we call these a hard shell turtle, little hard shell turtle.
These are the ones you find out in the pasture?
Oh, yeah, all every place crawling around. I've seen them any time of day, we're crawling around. Mm-hmm.
Do you have that insect here that you find around your pond or around the creeks? A fella has two sets of wings, and you land on the end of your pole. Long, skinny body, maybe.
Oh, I've seen just a few of them, you know. Oh, on the creek, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them on the creek.
What do you call those things?
Gosh, I never did hear the name for them. I know you see them, though, like you said, on the end of your pole and things. There ain't too many of them around here.
Oh.
Just a few, you know. I never did hear any names.
Snake doctor or dragon?
Well, I could have named something like that, I imagine. Yeah, and they're kind of a mess, you know, but we ain't got too many of them.
Boy, they're busy little fellas,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Well, what's the biggest fish you ever caught?
Oh, I mean, some kind of a cap would be about the biggest fish you ever caught.
Here or down in Louisiana?
Oh, I never did catch two. I caught a lot, but not too big. You know, 2 or 3 pounds probably be as big as I ever caught, you know.
Uh-huh.
And these creeks are that probably big as they get, you know.
Uh-huh.
You get in some of them lakes, you know, they got a lot of lakes around here. Well, they get some big fish.
Oh, boy, don't they, though.
Yes, sir. My neighbor right here the other day, she caught a 4-pound bass out of the lake the other day.
Hmm.
They brought some nice, best-dressed fish, you know, they was good.
Yeah. I don't like these fish from the ponds, though, in the summer. You got a shallow pond. Boy, oh, boy, do they taste.
Oh, that's strong. I'll tell you something, I learned something, Robert. I never want a fish to eat over a pound, half, 2 pounds of pickles. That's just an honor, kissing. I mean, they're too strong, and they're no good.
Yeah.
You want a good fish, you want to get them about a pound and a half.
Mm-hmm. Any of that are big enough that you can cut fillets.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. But these great big ones, 5, 6 pound fish, they're strong, cannot eat them.
Uh-huh. Well, last time I shot a squirrel, I think I soaked him overnight in soda water. And that took some of the gameness out of him. I got a little, an old buck squirrel.
Yeah.
Gee, he was old.
Yeah. Say, my wife makes good use of squirrels. They make gumbo out of them.
Oh.
Yeah, she gets 2 or 3 squirrels. She makes gumbo.
She likes that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The French sure makes use of them squirrels.
Well, they're good meat. Boy, they're dandy meat.
One time I was down there in Louisiana, we was just getting ready to come on that morning, and somebody caught a blue cat. He weighed 7 pounds out of that Red River right there, you know. Mm-hmm. He wanted to sell it to me for 75 cents. But if I'd have had where it kind of iced, he might have brought him back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, the weather was kind of warm, and I couldn't make it without it. See, I didn't have any ice, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have made it. But that was sure cheap, 75 cents.
Oh my gosh, yes. He wanted money bad.
Oh yeah. I was tickled. When the first time we went down, my brother and I went down, another fellow, Jeff Keaton, lives around here. And it's someone out there all the time fishing. A lot of guys fish on there, makes a living, you know, for a living, you know. Mm-hmm. So my brother, he went out, you know, and they had some nice fish all about that long, you know. And they're high up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat says to him, Pat says, what do you take for that? What take for this fish? He had 3 of them, you know. Oh, I don't know, it's just 10 or 15 cents, he asked Pat. Oh, Pat says, I'll take all 3 of them, he said. He thought he'd want about a dollar a piece for him or something. You know? And he said, 10 or 15 cents? Well, Pat says, I'll take all 3 of them.
Got a bargain.
Yeah, all his bargain. They can buy them cheap down there then. You know?
Well, yeah, gee, if he could catch 2 tons of fish there in his nets. Boy, oh boy, that's terrific. Well, what do you call it when you put liver on a hook? You say you do what?
Just bait it with fresh liver.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call it. Just take a better hook to fish with us. It's pretty good. Sometimes you have pretty good luck with that liver.
Yeah, I was down at the Cimarron last Saturday, I guess. We had grasshoppers and liver and